Okay, here we are on skill number four, and this is really, really important. First of all, let's look at the piece of music in front of you. You see the word beats, and then you see in the first measure, one, two, three, four. You see notes above numbers one, number two, number three, and number four. You see nothing at all below it. Below it is a whole rest. This tells me that my right hand will be busy playing, but my left hand will be silent. It's in the ready position, ready to play, but it's silent. In the second measure, same thing. Right hand plays, but the left hand is silent. Third measure, same thing. You have an E, an F, a G, and an E, but nothing in the left hand. For the entire measure, for the whole rest is applicable here. In measure number four, it changes. You see the numbers one, two, three, and four for the beats again, but this time the left hand is going to be playing. The right hand in the treble clef is completely silent. The same with the next score down, measure number five. You have a B, a C, a D, and a G. Left hand's busy, right hand is silent because of the whole rest. Now, look carefully at measure number one, two, three, four, five, count with me now, six. The sixth measure, that is not a whole rest in the treble clef. That is a half rest. A half rest has two beats of silence. The two beats are going to be played by the left hand. You have a C and a D, but nothing with the left, with the right hand rather. Beat three, you have an E, but silence in the left hand. On beat three. Beat four, you're going to be playing with the left hand, but beat number four in the right hand is silent because of the quarter rest. Then on measures seven and eight, you will have whole rest in both measures in the treble clef, so your right hand will be silent. I hope this is clear. Play this again if you'd like to in order to reinforce the material. Thank you.